3 months ago, California voters re-elected Governor Gray Davis. Polls indicated they felt stronger dislike for Davis's opponent than for the incumbent Democrat. If some Republicans have their way, in a few months Davis will be on the ballot again in a recall election. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Depending on who you talk to, the campaign to recall Gray Davis is either grassroots democracy in action, a bunch of sour grapes, or a political Pandora's box. Former Assemblymember Howard Kaloogian is now the chairman of RecallGrayDavis.com. In his opinion, Davis didn't really win the election fair and square.
It really was not an informed electorate because he covered up the size and problem of the budget crisis.
California's budget shortfall is somewhere between $28 and $35 billion. Even before the budget crisis, Davis was not a well-liked politician. Now, with all the cuts he's proposed in education and health care and so on, his support is declining further. Sean Steele, the chairman of the state Republican Party and one of the leaders of a second organization trying to oust the governor, says Davis's vulnerability makes the moment ripe for a recall.
Davis, when he's looking around for friends, doesn't have anybody coming up and cheering him on. Once it gets on the ballot, it's very likely he'll be fighting for his political life, and the odds don't look good for him.
Some Republican leaders have criticized the recall campaign as a distraction from more important things, like fixing the state's budget or re-electing President Bush in 2004. Nevertheless, the recall movement appears to have momentum. Some Republican activists are predicting that it will be officially endorsed by the state party at its convention this weekend in Sacramento. As for the governor, he's derided the recall as sour grapes and partisan mischief. Roger Salazar was the press secretary for Davis's re-election campaign.
These types of right-wingers, they're always upset that they didn't get their way. But the fact is, Californians went to the polls. Over 8 million of them went to the polls. They voted to re-elect the governor. Now he's doing the best job that he can under some of the most difficult circumstances that anybody's ever had to face.
The governor's circumstances may get even worse. Recall advocates will soon begin circulating petitions to put the question on the ballot. They'll have a little over 5 months to get roughly 900,000 signatures in a state with more than 15 million registered voters, which is why the governor has to take this seriously, says Bruce Kane, director of the Institute of Governmental Studies at UC Berkeley.
The signature level for a recall effort is relatively low. Once it gets on the ballot, then there exist various kinds of nightmare scenarios.
That's because voters would simultaneously decide whether to recall the governor and which candidate they might want to succeed him. It's all on the same ballot. Anyone can run if they pay the filing fee. Whoever gets the most votes wins, no majority needed. Among the names mentioned as possible Republican candidates are movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger and former L.A. Mayor Richard Reardon. But it's Democrats, says Bruce Kane, who would face an especially sticky situation.
Do you put a Democrat on the ballot to go up against the Republican candidates? I think the answer has to be yes, because you certainly don't want to have nobody there if the governor is recalled. On the other hand, if you put an overly attractive candidate in the slot to hold the place, it might influence some voters who say, well, I'd prefer to have that person to Gray Davis.
Kane says recall advocates are misusing the process. It was intended, he says, to remove elected officials embroiled in scandal or corruption, not to get an extra crack at an unpopular leader. And right now, he says, neither party may be able to convince a well-qualified, high-profile figure to take on Davis in a recall.
This is a really bad time to be in charge of the state of California, because it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you still have a $36 billion deficit staring you in the face.
So you'd likely have to cut programs and raise taxes, just like Gray Davis wants to do. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.